7:46 here this morning. Good morning, everybody. We've got another gift that was called in just a moment ago, and we're very grateful and thankful to Whistlin' from Palm Beach Gardens calling in and giving a gift this morning of $240. And she wanted to finish that up. Is that what you told me? She wanted to get it up to the next 1,000?
That's right.
And she certainly did. Not only did she do that, she put us over by $220. We're very grateful and thankful to you, Whistlin', for that. She has a prayer request, too, for her business and wants to do God's will, needs direction in that. And also a prayer for her brother's salvation.
Her brother's
salvation. Okay. Well, Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We lift up Whistlin' to you in prayer, and we know, God, that you are able to minister to her and to the business, Lord, that she follow your leading and guidance and direction. She needs some direction from you, Father, concerning the business. And we just pray, God, that you'd make it clear to her as to what she's to do. And Father, for her brothers, we lift them up to you today in prayer for their salvation. You know, so many times we have loved ones that they're away from God, they're living in the world, and it breaks our heart to see how much they're missing by not knowing your Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior. And Father, we just pray today that you had touched Whistlin's brothers, that you'd minister to them, that they would come to know you as Lord and Savior in their heart, in their innermost being, that you would be Lord of their life. Father, we ask your God today that salvation come to them and come to them quickly. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. And amen. Whistlin', thank you so much. Your gift of $240 takes us up to $117,220. You put us over that next $1,000 level. Amen. Well, that's a good thing. We have a number of folks calling and giving. We've got another gift here from Elizabeth in Jupiter calling in with a gift of $30. Good morning to you, Elizabeth. God bless you. Thank you so much for taking the time to call this morning with your gift of $30. We've added that to our total. And Elizabeth, listen to this, $117,250 has been raised. Thanks to your gift and those that came before you, we have $77,750 to go. 77,750 and counting. And so the phones continue to ring this morning, and that's a good thing. We had a great day yesterday. All this fundraiser has been really good. People calling and encouraging us, and we are very much encouraged and blessed by the support of the people of God. You know, when God's people have a mind to do something, things get done. You ever think about all the times in the Bible when the people of God just decided, okay, we're going to get it done? You know, I wonder if Noah had to build the ark by himself, how long it would have taken him. You know, but he had some sons, and it still took him a while to get the ark built. How about when David was preparing the temple? You remember how that, you know, we talked about the other day about how they constructed the tabernacle out in the middle of nowhere, and yet because of the plunder of Egypt, they were able to construct the tabernacle with all the things that were necessary. And, you know, you read over in First Chronicles, you know, that David and, you know, they were preparing the tabernacle. And it said, you know, in 1 Chronicles, the 29th chapter, says, "Furthermore, David the king said unto the congregation, Solomon, my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold for the things to be made of gold, and silver for the things of silver, and the brass for the things of brass, the iron for the things of iron, and wood for the things of wood, onyx stones, and stones to be set, glistering stones, and of divers colors, and all manner of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of mine own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I prepared for the holy house. And he goes on and talks about what he gave. And, you know, he prepared a gift and he gave it for the house of God. And then it talks about, you know, what the people brought. Then the people, it says here, then the people rejoice for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Amen. You know, they all came together and they had a great time of rejoicing. You know, I've been just blessed by Martin being here in the studio. You know, he loves the station. He has a big heart for the station. He really does love the station. He says he wakes up in the morning listening. He goes to bed at night listening to the station. It's a big part of his life. And he was sitting here in the studio, and every time someone called in, what did he do?
He was clapping.
Clapping and praising God, yeah. Rejoicing. And, you know, there are people out there, they tell me, Tom, every time we hear, you know, those challenges, those matching funds challenge, they said, "It just, you know, I just rejoice and praise God." And, you know, every step of the way along this journey of prayer and praise time, people call and they give gifts and they pledge their support, and we get closer and closer to our goal. And people call it. I wish that sometimes people were not so reluctant to get on the air and share a little bit, because some of the things they share with us on the phones, their joy, their exuberance, their overwhelming joy of being able to participate in this. You know, I wish we could get that on the air. So when you call, if you'd like to share with us on the air, let us know. We'd love to get you on the air and pass that excitement of the listeners on to the other people, because it's a wonderful thing. I don't know, you're getting calls out there. People call for prayer requests, but if you got a call like that where people are just so happy to give.
I always make a note of that, you know, and just really hear what they're saying. But, you know, in that verse in 1 Chronicles 29:6, where the people gave willingly, you know, you can give willingly if you really understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Some, you know, I've been with people, is like, well, you know, why are they doing that? You
know,
they have no concept of what's really happening.
Sometimes they don't. And sometimes, to our neglect, we get so excited about everything that's going on, we don't stop to fully explain why we're asking people to give. And we think that, well, listeners to Christian radio automatically understand that radio stations need support. Well, you know, they think, well, I thought radio stations were supported through advertising. Well, a lot of commercial stations are. You know, the commercial stations, you know, where you hear all the beer commercials and the car commercials, and you hear the cola commercials and the restaurants and the, you know, all the all manner of businesses are on the commercial stations. They purchase that ad and it pays a lot of money to the station, and that's how that station operates. Listener supported Christian radio. Did you hear what I just said? Listener supported Christian radio receives none of that revenue. Another thing that happens with some of the public radio stations that are like the college stations and things, like the NPR stations, you've heard of that?
Yes.
You know, when they raise money, the federal government also gives them and matches. You know,
what?
Yes, you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Yes, wow. you as a taxpayer.
That's why NPR is so popular.
That's why they're so big.
Yes,
is because when a local NPR station raises money, the federal government also gives them a grant to match what they raise. And Christian radio, well, we're kind of like the stepchild that's been neglected. You know, we kind of feel like Cinderella. We may be pretty, but we don't get a lot of help from mom. You know what I'm talking about? And so the thing is that Christian radio relies entirely, listen to me, friends, the station here, we rely entirely upon the listener support of people like you that listen. We don't get the federal money. We don't get the commercial money. We rely upon listener support to operate. And when you contribute, when you give, then we have the resources, we have the financial resources to pay the bills to keep this station on the air. And sometimes it's been difficult. And especially over the last 4 or 5 years, it has become more difficult than at any other time that I've been here at the radio station. The last 4 or 5 years have been tough. This radio station remains on the air through your giving. And this fundraiser, I'm hoping and trusting that we have turned the corner, because we have had a really good fundraiser thus far. We have had good calls throughout the day, people calling and giving and supporting the station. Listen to this. We're at $117,000. And a little over that, we have only $77,750 to go, and we can accomplish that with your help. So hopefully taking this little bit of time this morning to share that might help you, the listeners, to understand that WCNO Radio is a listener-supported ministry of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The resources that we get, there are three sources of revenue. Our corporate underwriters, those are people who make a donation to the station, just like our listeners do, but they give it a level that allows us, by FCC rules and regulations, we are allowed to acknowledge them as a contributor to the station. All right? It's kind of like when you call in and you make that gift of $30, and we say we want to thank Elizabeth for her gift. She just called in from Jupiter, $30 gift. We acknowledge Elizabeth, we use her first name. We don't use the last names for the security and privacy of the public out there. But we say Elizabeth from Jupiter gave a gift of $30. We acknowledge that on the air. Well, when the corporate underwriters support the station, they're business people. And so we can tell you that A1 Auto in Jupiter, you know, or in Hope Sound, that they're a supporter, or that Bill the Gutter Guy, you know, he's a supporter. We can tell you about these people because the rules of the FCC allows us to do that. So we have our listener supporters like you folks out there. We have our corporate underwriters, and then the programmers that support the station as well. That's how we pay the bills. But the lion's share of our operational